So sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream. But there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I sleep. And I know it ain't a dream. A dream. Yeah. A dream. A dream. Yeah. I packed my things to go. Maybe I will find a lover down below. But until then, you can find me roaming the tracks for many miles. Just be careful, baby. The body may be wild.
I've got an idea.
Let's show Broden.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's Broden's sort of thing.
No, come on, give him a chance. He'll love it.
Am I ears burning?
Broden!
What are you doing? Looks like you're surfing the web, are you?
Broden, settle a bet for us. Zach and I have been goofing around, and Zach thinks you won't like it.
Come on, boys. I'm not some bloody prude. Give us a look.
Are you sure, Broden? It's pretty out there.
But of course, come on.
All right, Broden, picture this. Yeah. What do you think of this?
Come here! You son of a bitch!
Broden, chill!
Mark! Why?
Calm down! It was just a joke!
No,
calm down!
All right!
Calm down!
All right! I'm calm!
What the fuck were you thinking, Mark?
Wait, what? I don't know.
Are you?
Oh! Oh!
Dang.
We got all
our... Welcome to Metal World Monday!
Put them all together, they be ready for whatever.
Welcome to Metal World Monday. We are back. We're live. Sorry about that little slip up earlier. Our intern forgot to clear that clip with us.
Blame our intern.
We just need a better staff. We're always lacking interns and like junior VPs and that sort of thing. So we're just we're taking applications now. We've fired that intern.
Yep, we're looking to build the base. Okay, yeah. We've got the top, and we have a small top. We need a wide base.
We need a wide base. So bring your mothers and your fathers and your daughters and your sons.
Don't hide them.
Don't hide them from us, because we need them, and we need all the help we can get. This is a family business. As always, my name's Meta World Pete. I'm here with Reed Alexander, co-host, and...
What up?
T.
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 It's a simple name.
Simple name.
Simple name for a simple girl.
One letter. T, welcome to the show.
Love to be here.
I hear you have some things you have to get off your chest. If you want to share those now or later, you can just. That's your prerogative.
Should I keep the suspense?
Sure.
Ooh.
Share when we come back.
We're not known for creating suspense and also keeping suspense. Yeah,
keep the
show.
Listeners on the edge of their seat, just like Pete did.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like a big dumb idiot for that. But you know what? The show continues. The show must go on.
The show must go on.
Mom, if you're listening, you know what's actually whack is my parents never listened to the show. It's crazy. The one time they listened was the episode where I told them that I destroyed all the furniture in my attic, and I got some concerning phone calls from mom and dad.
So maybe it's best that they don't listen anymore.
Yeah, I think that for their...
you know,
for their well-being, they stop.
My dad's listening, and he's on trial for murder right now.
Is he allowed to tell you what it's for?
He's on trial, so...
For murder. There's been a murder! We should do a murder mystery party sometime.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
It was me. Party over.
Wow. Man, if you were just listening, you heard our segment, One Second Party.
One Second Party.
Brought to you by Meta World Pete. Reed Alexander, co-host, and T.
It's very similar to the Rick and Morty, like, 15-second mysteries. It's a classic. We'll play that clip for you later on.
It was me, I did
it. We'll clear it immediately with our intern. Music, and then secrets.
Oh, I love secrets. Unless they're bad and about me. Then I don't like them.
I would never like them. We almost got to that part of the clip, but
we missed the payoff of the clip.
Sorry, listener.
Thank you. gotta eat a few meals. A nigga gotta eat a few meals. You feel me?
Hey, everybody. Hey, listener.
Listener, if you're listening.
Shout out to Preserve Jams for listening. It's a good show.
Shout out to...
Some would say better than our show, but not our listener. We have a very biased listener who's extremely loyal.
And it's not my mom.
It's not your mom. So, is your mom listening today?
No, she's at lunch.
She's actually being tried for murder.
She
and your father. You can't try a husband and wife for the same crime. I'm pretty sure.
That's called double jeopardy. And if you do it, I will sue. I need one of them around.
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
Listen, entrapment is a classic. I've been entrapped at least 2 or 3 times.
Endadment?
Endadment? Have a couple of dad waters.
Oh, don't mind if I
very, very nice. Oh. See, you're supposed to be telling your secrets.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I'm reading about murder mystery packages right now. I'm thinking Saints and
Sinners. I
don't
want to pay for one.
Or...
That sounds sassy.
Okay. Or Sin City Slayer.
Yeah. Get off the murder mysteries for 1 second.
All right.
Because right now, let me introduce you to a segment on the show.
Called Who's in Love with Me Now?
Called Who's in Love with Me Now? Or it's not me.
It's not me.
It's you.
It's you.
Well, they're referring to yesterday I received an anonymous love note.
So hot.
From who?
I don't know.
Was it written in like magazine cutout letters? Because no. We need to call the police if so.
No, it was just a note. I was studying in a room in Eton.
Someone dropped it and wearing a mask.
So no, they left it outside the door. And it just said to the girl in room 203.
Oh, so it's not like someone who knew you. Someone's no. Like, cute girl, let me shoot.
Yeah, someone who I've never met. They put their number.
Wow.
No name.
Do you respond
they attach
well
a picture
to that?
Of themselves?
Yeah, I texted them and I was like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Taya. I have a boyfriend.
Wow.
Thanks for making my day.
So
it was
sweet. You basically tore his heart out and stomped
you
on it.
You absolutely ripped. I bet he and his boys were screaming looking at that text. Screaming!
We had a sweet, conversation. He took it super well.
He did not take it well. On paper, maybe.
Yeah. Turns out it was me and it was a test.
I feel like that's better than not texting,
we're
going
to be leaving
right?
You notes left and right.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Well, it must be nice to get love letters.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a love letter since ever.
I'll send you both
love letters.
I
actually got one
letters.
In fourth grade, but it was like a Valentine's scenario where everyone gets one, but it felt personal.
Yeah.
But then everyone kind of got like exactly what they wrote to me.
Yeah, no, but yours was personal.
But mine had my name at the bottom and the top.
When I was in high top. School, and
it was for me, to me.
Oh God, to Peter from Peter. Wait, me.
Peter
we
loves
love
himself.
Practicing self-love on this show.
Yeah, hey, the greatest task we have in life is to love ourselves, and Valentine's Day is a perfect day to do that when no one else will.
It's around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Only about 300.
You're thinking
days
of
away.
Tax day.
Tax day, the love day of accountant.
The day. The day you love your accountant so good, you give him money.
So good. I'm going to love you so good, Mr. Accountant Man, that you're not going to know which way's up.
Yeah. You're not even going to remember which day is tax day.
Which day is tax day? I don't know. I'm too in love. Drunk in love.
It's like Hitch, except the premise is different. And
yeah, we're just trying to get our money back. Don't get your taxes done. Get your taxes won. This show brought to you by H&R Block.
H&R Block.
We have so many big sponsorships.
Yeah. Duncan's. H&R Block are the real heroes of the government world.
Tay had something else to say, but we're going to tease it.
Oh, yep. Yes. You had more.
You remember the dream.
Dream.
We're going to talk about Tay's dream after this. This is a little Spice Girls remix from like 2004.
Hit it.
Circles tell me which dish will never end.
idiots. What were we talking about? Tax day?
Well, you know, one of the things that I always say, and that I've been saying for a long time, the only thing better than anonymous love is anonymous hate.
Yes, very good. And that's, speaking of transitions, that is a great segue into, we were talking about prom dates, celebrities asking you to prom, that sort of thing. Remember that MTV show where Taylor Swift goes to prom with that guy?
Yep.
So that's a side note.
It wasn't me, and I wasn't in a wheelchair.
It was. All those things are true. Basically, one of my best friends, we were at boarding school together. Hilarious. Yes, I went to boarding school. Get over it. I'm sorry. It's not a great look. It happened. It's something that happened.
What was it like, Dead Poets Society?
It was exactly like that. Literally exactly like that. Except for that last part. Point being is, so you guys can be the moral compass here. My buddy gets asked to prom by a lovely girl, cute girl at home, and he's like, yeah, of course I'll go to prom with you. But then a few weeks later, super hot mean girl asks him to prom.
So we're talking about Regina George.
Regina George asks him to prom the next
Regina,
week.
Regina, if you're listening.
Regina, please. leave her alone. Basically, he's like, yeah, I'll go to prom with you. Decides to tell the other girl he can't go to prom. Says, yes, I'll go to prom with the hotter girl. Gets hate mail from all of the people back in his hometown. He's getting just bombarded with angry texts. Meanwhile, he's talking to another girl at her school, asks for her number from one of our friends. Guy gives him the wrong number on accident. The girl he's texting pretends to be the other girl, goats him into saying a bunch of whack stuff, whole school finds out about it on the same day as this, and then, to just cherry on top, he's already in a bad place. This guy hates me. He thinks he's way smarter than me, but we're also roommates. And we get our ACT scores back on that day, and I get one better than him on the ACT. Ooh. And I rub it in his face because I already knew he was having a bad day. And
you know, roommate stuff.
Not everyone can pinpoint to the worst day they've ever had, but our friend can. And that was loosely related to a story about a celebrity asking Taya to prom.
Oh, right. Yes. I always forget about this.
So you did the right thing, and you said you couldn't go with some guy, and then a celebrity asked you, and you said no to that guy.
Yeah.
Was he a celebrity at the time?
Well, not really. We're talking about Ugly God, so Royce, if you're out there and you're listening.
Royce listens to the show
I still talk about you.
He probably still talking about you, the one that got away.
Yeah, no, somebody, it's probably him that put that note on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Royce was in the library?
Eden. He would never be caught dead in the library. Ugh. Royce is an Eden man.
He's an Eden man because he likes to be up late.
And if you don't know Royce on a first name basis, like we know him, we're talking about Ugly God.
Ugly God.
Baby. No, Ugly God.
Blueface Baby.
Blueface Baby.
Yeah, right.
The one and only.
Wait, no, we're talking about Ugly God.
Ugly God.
If we record an album with Ugly God and Eden called Love Letter, that could be something. Side note. Sorry, finish
coming
your Ugly
you
God
next
story.
It's pretty much over. Somebody asked me to prom who I didn't want to go with. I was afraid to say no, so I just said I'm not going to prom. And at that moment, realized I could not go to prom. And then
you put yourself in a corner there.
I know. And then my friend Royce, who at the time was not famous but was my friend, now
why did you want him to be your friend if he wasn't famous?
Now known as Ugly God. He's really funny. He's like a sweet kid.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He is like funny content.
Asked me and I had to say no, I wasn't going because I had already told the first guy I wasn't going to go to prom.
Wow. Hashtag doing the right thing.
I know.
Was it the right thing though?
I mean, Murray did end up dating the hot mean
Who?
Girl. Nope. This is a separate story and I don't know.
Shut up! that was the conclusion to a different story that we were talking about.
A third story.
The other day.
That just came back to me as a memory. Just side
laughs were flowing. Everyone felt very comfortable with each other. A little too comfortable. Started blurting out things that they shouldn't say on air.
Right.
It's happened a few times.
Anyway. There's honestly a lot of times that I forget we're on the air. And I can't remember what's being said.
It's like we're just hanging out
there
with our friends and our friend listener.
Our friend listener.
Yeah, so it's
on
just
a conference call.
Four friends.
Just four friends in
listener,
a room.
Listener, chime in.
Listener, yeah. We also have our shirt promotion as always. We're going to take a break and try not to spill any more secrets and friends' names on air. This is a song by Dreamer Boy that I've been playing a lot recently. Who's who? That was actually me, not Dreamer Boy. Speaking of dreams, Ty had a crazy dream the other night.
Peter infiltrated my dream and insulted me. And then the next day, so self-conscious. Which reminds me of the time that I once visited Reed in New York. And we're at
a
restaurant.
Whoa.
Not Reed, some guy. How about
that? Says to me, out of the blue, that I always smell bad. And I was like, oh, haha, like, you're kidding, right? Like,
that was not your immediate reaction. Your immediate reaction was, this is serious and I'm sad.
First,
we were having a great day before
that. At first, I was like, wow, you're joking, right? And then Reed was very adamant that he was not joking.
That's not what happened.
Yes. Did you double down on it?
Mandela effect over here.
He sure doubled down on it.
The Bernstein Bears.
Is this the Bernstein Bears or the Bernstein Bears?
He went in about how I actually smell. And I texted probably
you
six or seven people.
You called me on the phone, I'm pretty sure. Or you
check.
At least texted me and you were like, do I smell bad? People. And I'm like, yes, obviously. I can't believe Reed said that. You did smell bad at the time. I don't know what you've been doing since. Just hopping in the shower maybe a little bit more. But anyway, we're happy you made a change.
See, I never know if they're kidding.
Reed drives change in this community. Litigation is the great driver of change.
And let's just say I know some people in high places that are all about the litigation.
Yeah.
Is it at the FCC? No.
Thank God.
But it is somewhere else, and you'd be very surprised.
I've never been surprised. What was the other thing? We got to tease something for the next segment. Beat the Beat coming soon.
Ooh, I'm not ready for Beat the Beat.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, you got absolutely embarrassed by, like, regular level readers.
I know, and since then, I've been very self-conscious. I don't think I've read a single word since
smart.
Then.
Keep your confidence up. I'm going to play some Cat Clyde, and I don't really remember how the song goes, but, you know, I remember I liked it at the time. Here it is. And we're back.
And you we're
freaks.
Back.
You freaks, you little freak. Yes, you. I'm looking at you, you monkey. Have you ever seen that? It's a really obscure reference to Conan O'Brien's skit where he goes to the prop house and sees a monkey that's accusingly pointing at him. We'll play that clip later on the show. You ever heard the song by Fetty Wap, Trap Queen?
Wow.
Definitely not going to play that on the air.
That takes us back to 4 years ago.
Maybe longer.
I identify with Fetty Wap because he's missing an eye, and I'm essentially missing an eye.
Yeah.
Which is a great transition into the reasoning to why you should take it easy on me for this PSA reading.
Yeah, so as you know, long-time listener to the show, you know, they probably get so bored of us explaining this. Legally, we have to read this PSA, so we try to make it a little more entertaining. And we're going to see if Reed, who struggles to read, can read it before the beat drops. So, without further ado, here we go.
Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent, direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right, not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
More.
And public service announcement for foodnotbombs.net.
I don't know. That was so close.
We're going to need a photo finish.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're going to have to play that clip back. We'll let you know next week how that went. I don't know, man. Because you almost had it, but you were forgetting to read a public service message. When you first started, I was like, he's going to smoke this, no problem.
It's long.
It's longer than
There's
it looks.
There's some long words. Commitment.
Yeah. Commitment.
Expressing.
We don't like to express.
Eat.
Or commit.
I've been known around my family circuit as a commitophobe.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I will commit to no phobes.
I commit to no phobes. Ever.
2019.
Not now, not never. That was close, man. I don't think you got it, though, to be honest. It was really close until you forgot to read a public service message. You had it. You had it in the bag.
Not nuts.
Oh, barnacles. Okay.
This is a load of barnacles.
Anyway, what was that about? Food Not Bombs? How are those related?
So, here, you know, You might think of them as, you know, the antithesis to each other, right? One explodes, one doesn't.
Those are opposites.
And in that way, you want one, not the other.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat vegetarian, then you won't go to war, is the gist.
Oh, that's the gist? Okay. I was too big too focused on the beat.
I was too focused on just saying the words. I wasn't really interpreting them. What they meant.
That's fine. But that's like me protest. Most of the time in school.
Yeah. What do these squiggles mean?
I mean, it's kind of the same thing as, you know, when you meet someone and you're so focused on remembering your own name that you don't remember their name?
Yeah, you mean every time I meet a new person?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually becoming a huge problem. You know there's a new Vampire Weekend song out?
Ooh.
I want to see if I can
spooky,
find it.
Spooky, scary.
It's called This Life.
It's a Halloween band, right?
Yeah. They do vampire-related rock operas. So I want to play them, and then we'll get back. What's our teaser for the next thing?
Should we do a little segment action?
Yeah, we're going to unveil a brand new segment.
Oh, wow.
And we have about...
You are writing a check right now. I hope we are able to cash.
We have about 3 minutes to think of it, so enjoy this song. I haven't heard it, and you probably haven't either.
As natural as the rain, I just thought it didn't rain. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering.
Okay, we're back. Vampire Weekend, not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I would give it like a B plus.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like all their songs sound like the same song.
No, they've got that guitar that's different every time, and then the guy with the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I like his cartoon show.
I don't know. Oh, Neo-Yokia?
Neo-Yokia, yeah. That show is great. And, oh my gosh, what's the song from Neo-Yokia?
Oh, that is a good song.
Yokio song. What's this guy's name? Ezra Levy?
Ezra Klein?
Here we go.
Something Jewish.
Ezra Koenig.
Koenig. Ooh, I was wrong. Looks like I was on the wrong end of the pitchfork on this one.
I don't know what that means. What's the right end? Okay, here we go. I think this is...
I never had a friend like you. I don't think I'll ever
Wink.
Find another. All the bad things that we've been through. It's so good we got each other. I know sometimes it's hard to find something to believe in. Nothing ever seems to last for more than just a season. But brotherhood and unity will never lose their style. I wanna let you know how much your friendship drives me wild.
Yo, MC Kaz, bringing the spells from the past.
All right, that's the song. You can listen to
it. A friend like you is really hard to come.
You can listen to this on your own time. Why do we bring this up? Oh, Vampire Weekend. He made the show. If you don't watch Neo-Yokio, it's actually good. And I'm not usually into that sort of thing, to be honest. But I'm a fan. A lot of New York references.
So you know I love it.
Yeah, so like all the New Yorkers like can't get enough of that stuff.
I live off New York references.
But the reason we played
Zabars.
Zabars.
There's one.
Everyone knows Zabars. Even yes. I know Zabars. And I've only been in New York like a handful of times. I had a good time almost every time. No, every time. Except that time I threw up in my sister's shower. Which, if you're listening, she doesn't know.
Katie. I'm sorry.
Katie, I'm sorry. And I don't know. It won't happen again. But
don't make empty promises.
I can't, another promise I can't make. Speaking of empty promises, we didn't come up empty this time because we have a segment for you called
Irrational Fears.
Should I start?
Sure.
My irrational fear is locking bathroom doors. I get really scared because when I was a young child, my neighbor's nanny, Visha, who was very Polish, and she would go, pita bread, that's what she would call me, and I was like, I don't like that. Apparently, I did something wrong at my friend's house. I don't think it was egregious, though, and she locked me in the bathroom. Not my nanny, not my mom, my neighbor's nanny, locked me in the bathroom for like well over an hour. And I was crying and screaming, and I couldn't lock bathroom doors ever since. So if you ever walk in on me in the bathroom, you can thank Visha, because I'm scared of getting stuck. Okay, that's my rationale.
So it locks from the outside?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Or she barricaded the door, I don't remember.
Wow, that is some Polish justice.
Yeah, side note is he had a black toilet. Only black toilet I've ever seen.
Wow, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a black toilet.
Yeah, you don't know poop until you've pooped in a black toilet.
That seems like you wouldn't be able to see it as well.
You can't. Why are all toilets black? For another time. That's a whole different segment.
Yeah, don't get political here.
Sorry, I know. We said no politics on the show. What do you got for us?
I'm afraid of
I'm afraid of irrational fears. Well, that's probably the most meta thing we've ever said on Monday.
It's getting meta up in here. I'm scared of revolving doors.
Really?
There's this HBO miniseries on HBO called House of Saddam. And at one point in the show, there's like some sort of revolution or something going on. Everything is hitting the fan, all right? It's going crazy. And these guys assassinate this one guy as the target is going through this revolving door, they throw a grenade into the revolving door and block the exit can't like swivel the door, and the thing blows up. And ever since then, I've been scared of like getting stuck in a revolving door. Well, I don't think
just the getting stuck part.
The getting stuck part.
Okay, that's a real form of crime. Like teams of people, that was a thing for a while. They were locking people in like Nordstrom's and revolving doors, and like taking their stuff and pushing them down and leaving.
Oh my god, it's
a three-man job.
Wow.
Sorry to
revolving doors and groups of three.
Yeah, I don't trust groups of three. Three's company.
Bad things come in threes.
Bad things come in threes. Like the three wise men. They brought gifts, though. They're good party guests.
I brought you myrrh.
I brought murder.
Judas.
Judas. okay. Music or no?
Music,
yes. That wasn't even our worst segment. That was pretty good. On the fly. We only had 3 minutes to come up with that.
Wow.
But the good news is we have a bunch of fears to draw from.
Yeah. Most honestly, this is a deep well.
Some irrational, mostly rational.
We could do an entire show of scary, spooky, scary. Spooky, scary.
I wish we had a Halloween show. We could do Halloween in May or April, whatever.
Yeah, sure. Pete, why don't you play, one of those new jams that all the cool kids are getting down to these days?
Hot
new tracks.
Should it be something like fun? Oh, this Panic at the Disco?
No.
Man, I would never like that.
I would never like that.
What about Muddy with My Buddy?
I don't even know.
We can play
that
Billy.
Is.
Let's play some Billy. People love Billy right now. She's hot right now.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray. Oh, what? Old Town Road remix coming up.
Wow.
No. I'm gonna clear it with the FCC, and then we'll come back to you. But this is new Billy.
To say
up? What's up? What's up, listener?
Hey, listener. If you're listening, you just listened to things getting intense.
Things get intense at the end of that song, and not in a bad way, just in a way that I'm scared of.
Yeah, and that's not saying much because I am so scared.
Separate irrational fear is I'm sometimes afraid to watch new movies because I'm afraid they'll make me sad. So many of the best movies are so depressing.
Yes.
Like, I almost stopped halfway through A Beautiful Mind because I was like, this is never getting better. Not to ruin
this
it.
This guy is ruined.
But it's like, wow. The depressing part of that movie is prolonged. Like, it's a meaty chunk of that movie.
Yeah.
It's most of the movie.
It's most of the movie.
But you know what? That makes it more beautiful. Mind.
That's why they call it that.
Oh my god. Sandy. Okay. We're playing new Will Smith.
I am scared. If I'm watching a movie on cable and it has commercials in it, I'm scared to switch over to Netflix or a DVD and watch the same movie just without the commercials because I feel like that's too much of a commitment to switch HDMI.
Again, we're afraid.
Committophobe.
Committophobe.
Me.
Known in his family circle as committophobe.
Yep.
We don't commit.
They call me committophobe co-host.
.com. Google us.
Don't commit to that.
Don't commit to that. I recently saw a man throw another man down the stairs, and not in a friendship way.
You know.
You're normal.
You're normal. Your normal act of aggression.
18th birthday stuff. Okay. Esta Rico?
Esta
Rico. Am I pronouncing that right?
No.
Esta. Esta. We're going to do Spanish. The rest of the show is going to be completely in Spanish. Nope. I've never heard this song.
Don't
Apparently it's absolute fire flame, so here goes.
Mark Anthony.
Ba, bonnie, ba, 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 ba.
Will Smith.
Haciendo historia. Ha, ha.
Tú quieres algo y se te ve. Aquí hay ambiente pa' ahora y pa' después. Ya tú probaste la otra vez. Por eso sabes que tú estás rico. Que estás rico. Que estás rico. Tú sabes que esto está rico. Que estás rico. Esto está rico. Tú sabes que esto está rico.
Hola, yeah, it's the Prince. In the unmarked car with the tents. Mark Anthony with the new anthem. Yeah, I know, it's a little intense. Ferragamo on the collar, we gon' mash a throttle in Miami Harbor. Girl, you want me like a shatter. You make a move, make it matter. Hey now, well I guess we can play now. Blend my Philly way now, with your Latina sway now. Sacude tu cadera. Always taking pictures, laughing, blowing kisses. I think you're delicious. Mark what this is.
Está rico. Está rico.
El bote, chiquita con el booty bien grandote, me lo hace ricote, me pone bellaco y hace que se note, échate el spray, vamos para la sombra que hoy te voy a hacer las de Grey, si quieres te echo otro pero dame un break, que esto está rico,
está rico,
esto está rico.
Te ve. Aquí hay ambiente pa' ahora y pa' después. Ya tú probaste la otra vez. Por eso sabes
que tú estás rico. Esto está rico. Esto está rico.
¿Sabes qué?
Esto está rico.
For the people.
Esto está rico.
One time. Alright, gotta play that again. Gotta play that again.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
Esto está rico. Y tú estás rica, hoy yo te lo hago bien rico. Ey, como lo hacemos en Puerto Rico. Ba, bunny, ba, 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 ba.
That's great.
That's great. That's really strong.
That's strong stuff.
If only
right
people
there.
Could be here for the parts where we're not on the air, because that's where the money is made for us.
That's where we place bets on who's going to crack first.
So we have a segment. Quote of the day. We have a quote of the day to, I guess, end the show with, right? It's about,
yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, we got about 8 minutes, 7 minutes. I know math. It's 1:53. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Always keep it freeform. Quote of the day. Hit me with it.
Oh, my quote of the
day. Yeah.
Okay.
I can look at my own. You know, Let's have our own personal quote.
Okay. You know, the theme of this season has been back to basics. And back to basics means back to music for us here at Metal World Monday.
That's right.
And I think a perfect quote to go along with that is that life would be a mistake without music.
That's exactly right. And I hope you like the music today. I'm putting a bigger effort into music in the show, which you would think would be the biggest effort, but it's not. I think that's really beautifully put. I have a quote from Phyllis Diller. Housework can't kill you, but why take a chance? And I think that's a theme because we recently wrecked our entire house. It's like a hurricane went through there. The blinds are off. The blinds are off the windows. The table's broken in half. Food's on the ground.
And the cleaners are currently there and they're mad. But the housework won't kill them.
The housework will not kill you, but why take a chance? We had to bring in professional help because it just got to be too much. It's very embarrassing for us, but it had to be done. But, you know, they'll be compensated handsomely. So thank you for that. And then to end the day, we are going to say a quote by... Gustav Mahler. With the coming of spring, I am calm again. Happy spring.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I almost didn't find one, but I think we're gonna ride out with Will Smith, maybe.
Oh, I love it.
It's been a while since we've played Will Smith, meaning this is probably the first time. I kind of dig his new song. I like that he's still making music.
Yeah. He doesn't need to.
He doesn't have to.
But he
must. He wants to.
He must.
Anyway, I'm a big Jaden and Willow fan as well. You know there's a third Smith sibling? If you ever feel unappreciated, know that Will Smith has an older son. The oldest son is that poor guy. He's invisible.
He's best friends with Cooper Manning, right?
There's a whole club of forgotten siblings.
Yeah.
Honestly, with my sister's accomplishments, just throw me in there, too. I feel sick to my stomach. All right. Thank you for joining us with Metal World Monday. Good show today. We'll be back next week, as always. Follow the Instagram at WorldPete. Website coming soon, metalworldmonday.com.
And if you see me on the street, smile.
We have sixth grade, Max Toma, came over for a sleepover birthday party. And he said, there are three rules in this life. He said, first rule is y'all be tripping. Second rule is holler at your player when you see him on the street. Third rule, be polite.
That was sixth grade?
That was sixth grade.
Wow.
How wise.
Such wisdom.
Yeah. Shout out Max Toma. He's a sports broadcaster now for like ESPN.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the sports.
Yeah. He's bigger than we are, which is crazy. But we'll get there. He graduated college, so we're going to graduate eventually, I hope. Okay. Will Smith to make us feel calm. Thank you for joining us. This has been Metal World Monday Live on a Monday. It's 1:57. You're listening to WMFO and Medford Freeform Radio. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Bring it.
what? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to AMA on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off, but yes, y'all. And you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them.